ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
This is Quick Smart, and you're listening to our summer season. We'll return with fresh episodes soon, but in the meantime, please enjoy our special curation of our favourite Quick Smart episodes.
I always feel caught between, like, do I want to do this with my life or this with my life? Like, all the time. I need to literally do the chair exercise.
I know. I need to do that about, like, do we stay in Australia? Do we go to Canada? Do we?
Yeah. Do you hate making decisions? I'm not talking about the small ones, like, what am I going to wear today? Or should I get a sandwich or a salad for lunch? Although they can be seriously exhausting. I mean those big, life-changing choices. Moving overseas, quitting your job without a safety net, or maybe starting a family. How do you decide when you're just unsure? I'm Siobhan Marin. This is Quick Smart, the show that feeds you big ideas in bite-sized pieces. What should we do when we're stuck in analysis paralysis? Is any decision better than no decision? And how can we get our gut instinct to kick in? Someone who's been speaking to the experts and saving us from buying another self-help book is host of All in the Mind, Sana Qadar. Hello, Sana.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, so you strike me as someone who has their life together.
Okay, that might not be correct, but I'll take it.
Do you feel like we are putting too much pressure on ourselves to make the right decision? And also, what does right, quote unquote, even mean?
Yeah, this is the thing. There's no definite right or wrong. It's understanding that every decision has gain and loss, and you just have to work out which one will you regret least. I think many of us are scared of making the wrong choice, quote unquote, and we worry that if we make that wrong choice, quote unquote, that we ruin everything for the rest of our lives, you know, like it'll have this outsized impact. There's a lot of outside expectations and pressures that conflict with your internal ideas about what you might really want. And so it can just be really hard to tease apart what you really want in your gut sometimes.
So on your show, All in the Mind, you spoke with someone who goes by the title of decision coach, which I love. Did she offer any exercises that are kind of more helpful than a pros and cons list?
Yes, she was incredible. So she's also a licensed clinical social worker. So she's got a bit more behind her than just doing the decision coach thing. But she has been working in the space for about 30 years, helping people decide what they really want when it comes to parenthood. And she had a number of strategies she spoke about. One of the exercises she talked about is called the chair dialogue.
Okay.
Which comes from Gestalt therapy, and it involves literally getting two chairs. And so the idea with this is one chair represents your, like, con side, no baby, and the other chair is your yes baby side. And instead of writing it in a list, you actually have to sit in each of these chairs and give voice to that particular side of you, and you kind of battle it out back and forth. And you have to be really honest. And the idea is to do this alone or with a therapist, just so you can be as honest with yourself as you want. And so you say all the things that go through your head in terms of why you don't want a kid. And then you switch to the other side and you talk about why you do want a kid and what you fear you'll regret. And the idea is if you do this a couple of times as well, you'll start to get a feel of what feels more comfortable, or if you notice your body language, you'll see if you are more forceful in one chair, if you're wilting in another. There's all these sort of subconscious cues that can start to emerge that'll help you sense what you really want in your gut.
I really love that, because I think a pros and cons list, you know, while it can be helpful, there's something very analytic about it.
Yeah.
You're not feeling it as you would be if you were voicing these different perspectives.
Yeah. The idea with this exercise is to definitely get in touch with the emotional impact of each decision and what you're feeling.
And there was another exercise that you covered in the program, something to do with a rocking chair.
Yeah, so this exercise is called rocking chair. And the idea is you think about yourself in old age. Maybe you're like 80, you're sitting next to a fire, you're kind of reflecting on your life. And in one scenario, you had a child or children. And in another scenario, you didn't have children. And think about how you feel with that. And Merle Bombardieri, the decision coach, would say, she said that, you know, often with clients, she would flip a coin for which scenario they start with. And then she would ask them, hang on, were you disappointed that I started with the no child scenario? Or were you happy? Or like, you know, so even the what you go with first, if you have a twinge of a feeling around that, that can give you an insight into what you're really feeling.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a really powerful. I actually use that all the time.
Do you? How do you do it?
Well, if I'm deciding on what to eat or something completely basic, I'll be like, I have to do this. And then if I have a natural sort of repelling sensation.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Clearly
I don't want it. Yeah. Yeah. You just sort of just make a decision. You're like, oh, how do I feel about that? If that's actually what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a version of that.
Oh, but I mean, you've been speaking about these exercises in terms of if you want to have a baby or not, but I'm sure they're applicable to every big life decision, right?
Definitely. Merle definitely said so, that these exercises can help you make decisions big and small.
Mm. Sometimes we make a choice and then things don't exactly go to plan. You know, you move overseas and you're in this gross share house with some gym junkie. It's just not the dream that you had.
Is this from personal experience? Very specific.
May have happened to me when I moved to Sydney.
Okay.
TBC. Right. But how do we make peace with our decisions if the result isn't what we hoped for?
So it's tricky, right? One of the exercises Merle recommended was called photo album. And let me explain the exercise and then what that has to do with regret. So the exercise is photo album, and you go through these snapshots across a child's life. So this is specific to, you know, whether to have children or not. And you think about how you feel when you imagine a, you know, a screaming newborn baby. And then you think about, you know, a little toddler dancing in the moonlight, singing, you know, a bedtime song. And then you think about an older child around 8 years old bringing you burnt toast in bed. And then you think about a surly teenager smoking marijuana in their room. And you basically, you go through these snapshots of childhood, of all the positives and negatives. And the idea is, you have to connect with the emotion of what it would be like to experience all of that, to make sense of the fact that there's both positives and negatives, and make peace with the fact that you are, if you decide not to have children, you're going to give up positives as well as, you know, gain a lot. But you're going to, there's stuff you're going to lose and miss out on, and you have to be clear about that so you can grieve that. And that's the way to regret-proof a choice you make. If you think through all the positive and negative effects that it's going to have downstream, and you can make peace with that balance, then that can help you regret-proof your decision.
Mm-hmm. And for many women, choosing whether or not to start a family can be really difficult. But why does it feel perhaps more complicated now for Gen Zs and millennials than for previous generations?
Oh my God, where do I start? The economy, the climate, you know, there's all these big picture issues that are weighing on people. And then there's also something really interesting that we covered in the episode, and it's an increasing fear of birth. So Merle Bombardieri, as I said, the expert we spoke to, has been working in the space for 30 years, and she said the thing she's seeing with Gen Z and millennial women that she's never quite seen in such a degree before is fear of birth. And it's partly because social media and just media generally, we are much more aware of like the worst outcomes that can happen. You know, women have been dying in childbirth for centuries, forever, but we hear the worst stories and we cling on to those and we think that's going to happen to us. It's like a contagion of the worst possible thing. And so I think Gen Z millennials are much more afraid of birth, some of them anyways. But when she said that, it definitely spoke to me. I was like, oh my God, that was 100% a big reason I didn't want to have a kid. I was petrified of childbirth. I wanted no part of it. It was awful.
Wow.
It was fine. It was awful, but it was fine. But it was a huge fear.
So our Gen Z, or Gen Z, producer Jessie K has just brought to our attention that there's a content creator out there called The Girl with the List, mm-hmm. and she's been compiling this huge list of all the bad things that can happen if you fall pregnant and have a baby. I mean, some of them that really struck me as your shoe size gets bigger, which I've had a colleague tell me.
Right. That did not happen to me, but okay.
Your teeth can fall out. Your nails can fall off. I'm not sure if any of this has been fact checked, but Sana, where is the list of good things that can happen if you decide to have a child?
Well, this is exactly the question, right? Like, this feeds into why Gen Z and millennials are so afraid of childbirth. And it also speaks to a cognitive bias that we all have, which is the negativity bias. And this applies in, like, all directions. It's not just lists to do with childbirth. But we cling on to and dwell on negative things. And when those negative things happen, we talk about them, we remember them much more than the positive things. And so that means we write lists about all the bad things that can happen during childbirth, and yet no list exists that I know of the good aspects of childbirth. I'm not trying to say, guys, stop sharing your experiences on social media when it's negative. Like, that's not the message. It's just being aware of the fact that we have a tendency to share the negative more often. And that tendency can have a real impact on people when they're considering choices, specifically in this case, around childbirth. We really need to try and move away from, like, the black and white kind of thinking around it into the gray.
Sana Kadar, host of All in the Mind, thank you so much for coming on Quick Smart.
Thanks for having me.
Quick Smart was recorded on the lands of the Gadigal people. Thanks to my producer, Jessie Kay. If you like this chat, please share it with that indecisive someone in your life. And if you're into all things psychology, check out our previous conversation with Sana about what makes someone an introvert or an extrovert. If there's a story or topic you'd like us to unpack, drop us a line at quick.smart@abc.net.au, and we'll put a link to All in the Mind's episode on decision making in our show notes, in case you decide to listen to it.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.